invite others to gossip about me. If I help others out when they need it, then others will help me when I need them. So what if this week I intentionally plant seeds of kindness by working an hour late to help a coworker who's overwhelmed? Or what if I drop in on an elderly neighbor and see how she's doing? If I plant seeds of kindness today, I'll harvest a crop of kindness down the road. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, offering complete metal roofing solutions to the Southeast. Learn more at gulfcoastsupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our rain chances are getting a lot better today and tomorrow. Still no guarantee that every town will be affected, but partial sunshine today, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours. High temperature in the lower 90s. A couple of the storms could have gusty winds and certainly some dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and storms. Best chance in the afternoon and evening, high around 90. Then over the weekend, better news, the storms will start to thin out in number. They'll still be widely scattered around, but not as many. High temperature both days in the lower 90s and more scattered storms Monday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet today, and you can see where the storms are now and where they're going to be with advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let's talk about the marina. We got boats we rent out. That's right, we got some pontoon boats, and it's easy to do. All you need is a credit card, a driver's license, a little common sense, and maybe bring some water with you, because it get a little warm out there on the river, but it sure is pretty. Now, let's talk about good fresh eating from the Gulf of Mexico, getting in some grouper, snapper, swordfish, yellowfin tuna, all kind of good eating. We grilled, fried. You know I'm getting hungry now. Come on down here, we'll steam you up some of those shrimp from Argentina, some of those big old fat snow crabs, getting in some beautiful crab claws right now. And let's go to entertainment, you know, every Sunday at 5 o'clock. That's right, every Sunday at 5 o'clock, live entertainment. Down here on the river, we bring in touring bands, and this Sunday, Ms. Lauren Mitchell is back in town. Boy, we love that lady's voice. She can really wail. You can check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com and check out a menu and everything about what's going on the river. Y'all get on down here soon and come hungry.
Caliber Gun and Pond on South Memorial Drive in Prattville is more than a typical pawn shop. Just listen to what's inside the little blue building. Games and game consoles, tools, TVs, flat screens, cameras, electronics, computers. You need to see it to believe it. The savings are stupid. I can keep going. Guns, 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 and more guns. Ammo at gun show prices every day. Jewelry, rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and more. All at great prices. Sports memorabilia, military collectibles, mowers, and lawn equipment. By the way, did we mention guns? High Caliber Gun and Pawn buys gold. If it weighs, it pays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn wants to say thank you to our U.S. military. Your service is appreciated. And your first FFL transfer is free at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive, just across from the Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, 1075 South Memorial Drive, Prattville.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back in. 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. You ever play a song and then you know it's time to come back in, but you like the song better than the sound of your own voice?
Oh, yes.
So you just don't come back in?
Yeah, I did that with a six-minute song once. I didn't play the whole thing. But it was Que Sera Sera by Sly and the Family Stone, and it builds.
Yeah. Like right now, I would rather just listen to Clapton.
I know, man.
Just to put a ring
great, great song. Opening track on the Backless album.
Okay.
Fantastic album.
I'm still, my biggest favorite Clapton phase is the Derek and the Dominoes phase.
That's, yeah, earlier Clapton.
I like Bell Bottom Blues a lot.
Yeah?
I love that song for some reason. It's heavy bluesy, but it's got a kind of a, you know, sorrowful
note. Not terrible. Okay. You know what album I liked that I thought was going to be massive when I bought it, and it never did turn out to be that? Riding with the King, Clapton and B.B. King?
Yeah, no, I had that one.
I had it. I mean, I loved it. I wore it out. Never really peaked.
I was in my blues phase then. I was listening to a lot, of, like all the way old school to Robert Johnson from the 30s.
Wow.
To like Freddie King, Albert King.
Well, John Lee Hooker in there?
Oh, yeah. Who? Obviously Stevie Ray Vaughan. All the people that influenced Hendrix. Oh, Howlin' Wolf. Oh, love Howlin' Wolf. That guy could go. Buddy Guy. Buddy Guy's still kicking it.
Yeah?
He's still good. And like...
Is he still alive?
Yeah. He's still on Instagram. Like...
that's the definition of being alive? Being on Instagram?
No, it's funny.
I'm not on Instagram. Actually, I am, but I've never done anything on it.
I noticed that.
I have an account, but it's
I was going to tag you in some stuff. And
you're more than welcome to tag me,
but
there's
dead empty.
I mean, there's nothing. There's dead air.
I did a show tonight, ladies and gentlemen, with this guy who barely exists on Instagram.
Baron Von Coleman, if you want to find me.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love the name.
Well, Baron Coleman was taken. I was an early adopter of a lot of these things. So before I deleted Facebook, I used to be Facebook / Baron Coleman.
Yeah.
I'm Twitter / Baron Coleman, at Baron Coleman at Twitter, Baron Coleman at Gmail. And I wanted to be Baron Coleman at Instagram, but apparently one of the other 8 Baron Colemans in the country stole it.
Damn him.
Rat bastards. Yeah. But anyway, I've not met them, but I've communicated with some of these Baron Colemans over the years.
Mm-hmm.
There's a police officer in Michigan I've talked to. There's a school teacher in Puyallup, Washington.
Is there kind of a friendly competition between the Barons?
No, but one of them has a Gmail address that's slightly off mine.
Hmm.
Every now and then he'll forward me an email that was designated for me. Every now and then I'll have to forward an email designated for him. Hmm. Some like student's mom.
Oh,
you know, talking goodness. To the and so I will forward it over. I'm assuming this is for you.
And it's never something juicy and interesting.
No,
we need a PTA meeting here. Your son's been acting up and writing on the walls in the bathroom.
It's never like Mr. Coleman.
Right. It's never
saw you after school yesterday banging erasers.
Yeah, well, it's never like that.
I wanted you to be banging something else.
It's never like that Friends episode where Chandler goes to hit the, you know, answering machines.
Yeah.
Very 90s.
Yeah.
That's the answering.
Well, banging erasers was
and
very 80s.
Like, yeah, it's like this sultry voice. Hi, Bob. I've missed you for so long.
Yeah.
So Chandler picks up. Hi, this is Bob. Nothing like that.
No. I wish it was, but one of them accidentally used my Gmail address. One of the Baron Colemans, one of the other 8 that I've been able to track down the country, used my Gmail address to sign up for some retirement account.
Yeah.
So I get updates all the time for this guy's and I can't figure out which Baron Coleman it is, and of course they won't give me any information. So I want to like get in touch with the guy.
I think
I can skip trace people. I can find him.
I've not looked into this deeply, but there's another Joey Clark or two out there.
Oh, it's got to be many.
One is MMA.
Oh,
fighter.
Yeah,
I think like the Sandman or something.
Yeah, okay.
Another does music, which I'm a little like, well, you took my.
That was kind of my stick.
That was my childhood dream that I didn't follow through with. But yeah, and before I forget, one of the greatest things ever, folks, if you are on Instagram, follow Ric Flair on Instagram. It's just Ric Flair putting over and tooting Ric Flair's own horn. And it's fantastic. He's an old man at this point. I mean, he just fought. He came out of a coma a few months ago. Like, and he's back and energetic and very alive. But he's so funny because there's 30, 40 years of photos from him, and he'll just post random ones. Like, oh, hope you're having a good Wednesday. It just makes me happy every time.
Our number, 272-9228. We'll head to the phones. Buddy Guy playing Carmel, Indiana on September 22nd.
Ooh.
If you want to get up there for that. I don't know if we have enough money to get into Carmel, Indiana.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's high-priced territory.
Yeah, it really is.
Who's this?
Good evening. Good morning. I've been listening, bro. Hey, I'm glad you got on the eraser bumping and everything else. Got off the oven, I guess. But Joey, how far back on the wrestling? I mean, have you made it? I mean,
one who brought me that DVD, right?
Yeah.
The superstar Billy Graham. I mean, I've gone back. I've watched some of the history. I don't know it greatly, but I know Billy Graham enough to where I know some of his promos. He was one of the first bodybuilder types in the wrestling business. So he would, like, Baron, he would, like, flex and go, look at my bicep here. Nobody else got a body like this in the world of wrestling. Look at my championship belt. I'm the champion for a reason, and I could rip the bumper off a truck, baby. Like, it just, he really influenced, like, Hulk Hogan, a lot of the 80s guys. He was before his time.
But, then when they were doing all the blood and chains, and, did that push parents away? Is that what they had to come back, get back away from?
They went really far in the 90s and early 2000s, and they've swung back to let's make this a PG product. That, and when I went to SmackDown in Birmingham last October, it was mostly kids with their parents. It was the most diverse crowd I've ever seen. I mean, there were groupies, there were 20-something-year-old guys like myself, there were kids with their parents. It was they've made the product a lot tamer. No color, as they put it, no blood, none of that stuff.
And how wrestling got tuned into me on politics was, it even helped me a little bit, because one of the places I go to, it never comes off CNN. And I said, you watch Saudi Arabia, I'm telling you, it's going, you'll know. And the only time it comes to CNN when they watch is Monday Night, SmackDown, Thursday Night Raw. It's, you know, it's all wrestling all the time, or either CNN. And when they brought wrestling to Saudi Arabia, I just winked at them. I told you, you know what I mean? Y'all just sit back, you know. And then when it really hit at heart with a lot of people Saudi Arabia ain't never let no, and they put that woman on the billboard, even though I don't think they let women wrestle over there, but they did put her on the billboard.
Well, and Trump, Linda McMahon is part of the Trump administration, Vince McMahon's wife. She's the head of the Small Business Administration. Trump did a whole stint with McMahon, a WrestleMania build-up called the Battle of the Billionaires. Trump Plaza, I think, hosted like WrestleMania 5 and 4 or 6, something like that. So he's been involved in that world. And it's actually, in all seriousness, something I come back to when I explain Trump to people who don't get why he has such appeal. It's like, he really, though, he is rich, very rich. He has an everyman appeal. He gets what the blue-collar guy thinks about, talks about, and he's not really part of the elite crowd in the traditional sense. The elites in New York never accepted him.
Yeah, and then if you go back, I don't know if you watched, I think it was Minnesota when the Ventura fellow run for governor.
Jesse Ventura,
if you watch what he did to the media, it's almost like Trump. Like, it's almost like he's sending, I want to say Trump already knew he was coming. Like, he's sending, like, go ahead and warm him up for me. You know what I mean? It's got that type of feel if you go back and watch. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, get them started, and then I'm going to come in and mop them up, baby.
Hey, Randall, we appreciate it, my man. Good trip down memory lane. Did I tell you I once got licked in the head by the Bushwhackers?
Really? Yeah, I think you have.
Yeah. Nashville Municipal Auditorium, 1990-ish.
Well,
maybe 89, 90.
I think, thinking about this, Randall got me thinking, Trump essentially turned heel on the establishment.
Yeah.
And he just, every debate was just cutting promos on the media, cutting promos on his fellow politicians. And it all goes back to that moment. You've called women fat pigs, slobs, only Rosie O'Donnell.
The words only Rosie O'Donnell won him the presidency.
It's amazing.
Those three words won him the presidency. The second best is because you'd be in jail.
Yeah.
Because that let people know he was serious and was not going to go down like every other Republican candidate, weak-kneed and crying.
And I was watching his comedy. It was perfect timing.
Yeah.
Because he'd be in jail. Mic drop.
Clay.
Clay.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
You're on the air, my friend.
Hey, this is Buddy. Barrett.
Yeah.
Hey, greetings, Grand Mufti.
The Grand Mufti is in.
Baron, how many of these people that have been shot in the last 3 or 4 years, how many would have been shot if they would have just followed instructions?
Very few. I have no doubt that some of them would have gotten shot. But look, if the police officer says, show me your hands, show me your hands. If he says, get up and walk to me, get on the ground, you get on the ground. If you think there's a due process violation or you're frustrated with it, take it up after you're arrested and alive. You know?
That's right.
I mean, I just, they're... Generally speaking, good guy or bad guy, when someone has a gun trained on you, you do what they say. I don't care if it's a bad guy. The bad guy has a gun trained on you, and he says, get on the ground, guess what I'm doing? Get on the ground. Because he might shoot me in the back,
yes,
but he might not. The good guy probably is not going to, but the bad guy might not. If I don't get down, guess what the bad guy's going to do? He shoots me.
He's going to shoot you.
He shoots me.
Hey, Baron, I agree with you. I think Josh Boone's been reading too much Saul Alinsky.
I don't know if it's Saul Alinsky in particular, but Josh Boone has a healthy dose of angst and dislike for America, truly American values.
Well, and I want to give the devil his due, though, and I rarely ever advocate for more government funding. Number one, I would limit the number of laws police have to enforce so they can focus on things like theft of property and violent crime, more so than that would be their mainly only focus. But I would also say that we should treat police officers the way we treat doctors and lawyers in this country. They need more years of schooling. They need a better salary. I think there are a lot of young kids coming into the force who aren't as experienced, who make bad decisions in the moment.
I agree. All right, guys, y'all have a good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You can't train for every situation, no matter how much training you have. But I tend to agree with you. 12 weeks may not be enough, and or 10 weeks or 15 weeks or whatever they get in different jurisdictions may not be enough. But I also think the attitude towards police officers is not helping.
Oh, I agree.
You know, when you're told from a young age that the police officers are your enemy, that they shoot people without provocation.
That's why people run.
Yeah, because they've been trained and told that.
Yeah.
You know, I used to teach an ethics class, and there's a, you know, we talk about informal ethics and professional ethics. Informal ethics are things you pick up every day, etiquette basically. You pick up every day just in society through experience. You know, you may not know how to shake hands and look someone in the eye initially, but after you watch enough people do it, you pick up, okay, if I want to be taken seriously in society, this seems to be how people greet people in America. If you're in a business suit or you're in nice clothing and someone comes up to you, you shake them hand, you look them in the eye, you introduce yourself, you could pick up on that.
Yeah.
You cannot, through informal ethics, through etiquette, you cannot pick up how to deal with the police, because you don't get enough experience and you don't see it happen enough. And so you can't just pick it up through osmosis. You have to be taught. And so before you put your child in a car, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, Arab, or other, when you put your child in a car before they're 16 years old, you tell them when you're inevitably pulled over, and you will be. Your adrenaline will be flowing the first time. You can think it won't bother you, but when you see those blue lights, I'm 38 years old. I see blue lights in my mirror. The adrenaline starts flowing. You automatically start, your heart speeds up. You tell that person, you tell the driver, the young driver, the young child, when you interact with the police, the car is off, the windows are down if the weather permits, the light is on inside the car, your hands are visible, yes, ma'am, no, sir, here's my driver's license, my stuff is in the glove compartment, shall I get it? You know, don't just go reaching around. Don't go reaching in your pockets. And no matter what, when they tell you to do something, you comply, period, end of story, no questions asked.
That's my normal practice, my normal MO. I have, though, one time talked back to a police officer. I don't even know if it was a legitimate officer. It may be a rent-a-cop downtown. And it was about 3 years ago. I wasn't happy. I had a beer down at the bar on the riverfront. And I was like, you know what? I'm not having fun. I'm going to go home. So I walked by myself. It was a nice, brisk night down that riverfront walkway right on the river. Walked up to that staircase where the bridge goes into the parking garage. And I walk up all four, you know, stories. I start walking across the bridge. Before I can even see the other side of the bridge, because it's pretty dark, I hear, "I gotcha!" And I kept walking. I go, "Excuse me, sir. You've been coming here, you've been parking, and you've been hanging out and hopping over this closed bridge for the last few weeks." And, like, just yelling at me. I go, "No, sir, that is not me." He goes, "Isn't that your car, that white SUV right there?" "No, sir, it's not. I'm driving a Honda Accord station wagon. It looks like a suppository." And he goes, "I don't believe you." I'm like, "Well, I'm not lying, sir. It's not my car here. I can show you the keys. It's a Honda. It's not that model and make." And he's like, "Well, fine." I'm like, "Could you give me a hand over the barricade? I'll just walk down my car. It's on the next level." He goes, "No, walk around. This is closed." And so I was like, "Yeah, you're a real swell guy. Way to serve and protect. You have a good night, officer." And I kept yelling stuff at him as I was walking away. And I think I called MPD that night.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, whoever this, I don't know if it's an actual full-time officer or somebody y'all are helping. That really just made me angry. I got accused out of nowhere in the dark.
Well, it's like lawyers, it's like doctors, it's like anything. I think police officers are the same way. The vast majority are there trying to do their job.
Yeah.
They're there trying to do the best they can do. They make mistakes, but they try. There, every now and then you get some punk who is not there to do the right thing, who's not there to do the best they can. The
thing is, this guy didn't look young.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying punks are always young.
They usually are.
I mean, you know.
Not always.
Anyway.
That was my only one time. Every other time, I'm like, yes, sir, no, sir.
More news and views on the other side. Your calls are welcome. If you're on hold, sit tight. We will dedicate the entire next segment to you. The caller.
Yes.
News Talk Radio. News Talk 93.1.
You telling me I've been talking too much?
No, not at all. I just, one has already dropped.
I'm in a good mood, bro.
I just know they drop like flies.
Yeah.
They'll wait 30 minutes through a segment. You tell them, if you wait four more minutes or three more minutes, I'll be with you, and then they hang up. Anyway, that's fine with me. We'll be back. So do it again, so do it again. We could be on for something. Hey, oh, hey, oh. I just wanna feel your body on me. Hey, oh, hey, oh. If you want it, then you got it for me. No more wasting time.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road. Mr.
Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I want to thank everyone for voting Mr. Sandman the best mattress store in Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga counties. We have been voted number one 18 of the last 20 years. Visit us and learn how a local store with a huge inventory, always discounted, can outservice and undersell the big chains. This month, in addition to having a tremendous sale on mattresses and adjustable bases, I am marking down hundreds of headboards and beds. King headboards start at $55 and many are under $100. With over 500 on hand, you have a lot to choose from. Our selection of over 70 mattress models from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Scandinavian, Pure Talalay Bliss, and others is on sale just in time for back to school. Whether you prefer plush or firm, latex, memory foam, hybrids, pillow tops, or smooth tops, we have the area's largest selection and best prices. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery or on Highway 14, 3 miles east of I-65, across from the Dollar General in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In 27 minutes after 10 o'clock. You got it tough. Joey Clark joins the radio program. Dave Mowry out. Jack Campbell out. Baron Coleman in. My friends over at Four Healthy Pets. Teresa, Amber, the whole crew over there. Absolutely phenomenal. I got a brand new bag of dog food I've never had before.
Ooh.
I did. My little Molly loves trying the new stuff. They just got a new brand in, and I told her I would take it in home and try it. She said it is unbelievably popular in other places. It's just not in Montgomery. So she got it here. It's called Open Farm. Mm. It is sustainable, locally grown, humanely family-farmed, grain-free dog food.
Wonderful.
And not only this, you can jump online and type in the numbers of your bag. You can tell what farm, raise the lamb, exactly what's in the bag. It's a really, really cool concept. And it's about the same price I was paying for, you know, Farmina and Fromm and all that.
And it's amazing that people, even people who take care of themselves, health-wise, eating-wise, they'll still give their dog crap.
Isn't it unbelievable?
And you don't. Your dog's just like you.
Just like you.
Take care of them.
If you eat garbage floor sweepings from China, you'll get sick and die young.
Yep.
But people do it to their dogs. They're like, I don't know why our dogs always die young. Well, you know, you feed it mass-produced floor sweepings, probably shipped in from China. What do you expect? Open Farm, not that way. In fact, you can jump on the bag. It's incredible. I did it. You jump on the bag. You can find out which farm raised the protein, where it came from.
Wow.
It's all very, very cool. Go in there. Open Farm is the brand name I got. The dog loves it so far. I can't tell you health-wise how she's responding to it. And that's the thing is, you never can tell. It takes a week or two. I've just been feeding it to her for a couple of 3 days now. But I'm going to keep you guys updated and let you know. But I'm telling you, the vittles, they look good. And she's chomping it down. I mean, absolutely chomping it down and begging for more. Another thing they had, and I got a few samples of it, raw freeze-dried food.
Mm.
This is like the primal diet for dogs.
Ooh.
Raw freeze-dried food. 85% protein. You know, it's basically like they go and they just eat a dead, you know, animal.
Yeah.
Like pack dogs do. They track down an animal. It's raw food, but it's freeze-dried, so it's shelf-stable. It's a fantastic concept. Fantastic concept. Got a few samples of that. I'm trying a bag of that after we do the Open Farm. I like trying stuff out, seeing what works. It's how I knew about the Fromm. It's how I knew about the Farmina. I like having things I can go to. Moving it around a little bit. Four Healthy Pets on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University. FourHealthyPetsOnline.com. Joey Clark, Baron Coleman, Bud.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, Bud.
Well, I'm doing real good now. I just wanted to put my 2 cents in. You were talking about interacting with the police and everything like that.
Yeah.
I've always told my kids, if you ever get pulled over, do exactly what y'all said, what you were saying. I am 54 years old. For the first time in my life, on March 8th, I was arrested by the U.S. Marshals. I was one of those 173 that Jeff Sessions went down, you know, had the article in the newspaper, convicted drug dealers, murderers, rapists, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, I'm in it. Well, to make a long story short, I mean, I'm surrounded by four cars. I've got guns drawn on me. I've got my hands in the air. I look behind me, and one of the officers has opened up the back door, and he's got a gun pointed at the back of my head from 4 feet away. And I very simply said, I'm not lowering my hands. Someone's going to have to come over here and unbuckle me, okay? That's all there is to it. Make a long story short, July 31st, I was no-billed by the grand jury. No justification for anything whatsoever. But, man, you talk about a terrifying experience.
Yeah.
You know,
but you handled it correctly. You knew you'd done nothing wrong, but now that is not the time to fight it.
No, but the U.S. Marshals, I'll tell you, they were professional as all get out. NPD drove me down to the county courthouse. They were just as nice as could be. Whole time I was handcuffed for 6 hours. I had just recently undergone...
Was this just mistaken identity? What happened?
Yeah.
No, it was an accusation made by a disgruntled former coworker.
Wow.
And this, I had bought an AR-15, took a picture of it to work, and that created, my charge was felony terrorist threat. It's like, you're kidding me.
Good.
When they told me that, I said, what the F?
Yeah.
I mean, I was in shock. But just amazed. My lawyer told me how simple it is for anybody just to go down to the magistrate, raise their right hand, say they're willing to swear this, and they can arrest you.
Yeah.
But
I will say this. It's not quite that easy. They do some level of screening because a crazy man who's turned into a stalker of mine over the years has tried that on multiple occasions to have me arrested with the county, with the city.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And you know who he is. Has tried to have me arrested with the county, with the city, and also a former friend. And
there's got to be a law or some clawback, something to where somebody makes a false report.
Well, yeah, but it's impossible to prove that. Oh. It's just impossible.
Exactly. Because when I was just talking to my lawyer, you know, can we get the grand jury testimony? He says, no, that's completely inadmissible. It's sealed. I can't even see who said what against me in front of the grand jury.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Hey, you handled it correctly, though, bud. You handled it correctly.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a blessed day.
Likewise. Our number, 272-9228, the very cryptic M.
Hello?
M.
I apologize for not using my real name, but I was just in
Nobody else does either.
Right. The doctor's office I was just in just got raided by the DEA and
While you were there?
I was there. It just happened. My adrenaline is still rushing.
Hold on. I'm
going
to ask you a few questions here.
I didn't answer any that the police officer pulled me aside and asked me, so I will... to the best of my ability.
What part of town are we talking about?
Taylor Road and Atlanta Highway.
Well, there's a lot of doctors there.
Yeah, that's basically Baptist East, right? Are you talking specifically Taylor Road and Atlanta Highway, like the Prime Ed right there?
I'm talking specifically that...
You can say it. You're a witness. You saw it. Where was it?
Not Congressman Lou. It's that loop.
Crossland Loop?
Is it Winton
Blunt Loop? Winton Blunt Loop.
Yeah, Winton Blunt Loop.
But what, you don't want to say the name of the actual office?
The family practice over there.
How about that?
Whatever.
I'm taking it at face value that you're being honest. It's still an allegation at this point that they even got raided, but that's crazy.
I was there. Just happened. It literally just happened.
Family, that's wild, man. Take me through the experience. What happened?
I was just sitting there waiting to get called back. I had already paid my copay, the nurse called me back and, you know, took my vitals, weighed me, and then I went and sat back down in the front, and the door flings open. All these guys pour in. They hold up a... piece of paper, and I couldn't tell you what it said, but I'll take him for at face value. He said, this is a federal search warrant for this location. Everyone please remain seated. Let us know if you have any weapons, and keep your hands visible and don't stand up. And they walked around, and yeah, it was a bit harrowing. Even though I didn't do anything wrong, the presence itself still kind of has me quivering.
Yeah.
How about that?
Sorry.
I'll say this. My guess is, as you're probably guessing, and many in our audience are guessing, my guess is it's probably one of these allegations of a pill mill or something, or some sort of fraud on Medicare billing or Medicaid billing. I mean, those are typically the two reasons a place like that would get raided. Obviously, everyone's innocent until proven guilty, and anything you say is just as a witness, and no one's been alleged really to have committed any wrongdoing. Heck, they may have been a case of mistaken identity. They may have meant to raid the place next door, for all we know. I think it's awfully scary that's the procedure.
Well, and
in the year 2018, I mean, what do they think? Mr. M, who's in there getting weighed in his boxer shorts, is going to, you know, fight them or something? Why are they coming guns drawn?
Well, and I love how smart this country is, where what is at the end of the day usually a psychological problem and a lack of personal responsibility on the part of people who maybe go too far with their addictions, these sort of things. oh, let's solve that psychological health problem and lack of personal responsibility with armed men with guns.
Yeah.
That'll solve it.
Sure. They were armed to the teeth. I will say that none of them drew weapons. They had their hands on them, but I'm unable to get my prescription today because of this, and I don't know what to do.
Damn. Well, I'm sorry, man. I can't imagine the smart thing to do would be to go to another doctor and say, hey, my doc just got raided by DEA agents. You mind filling this for me? Probably not the smartest. I don't know what to tell you, man, but thanks for calling and letting us know. That was interesting radio. Yeah, thank you.
Not a problem.
Man, that's terrible.
Holy man.
I know we didn't want to pry, but depending on what his prescription is, he may need it.
And I know. I'm not going to get into his personal
health. But you know. How inconvenient and scary.
Let's hope he doesn't have a date tonight and it's Viagra or something. Because that would be inconvenient.
There's other stuff out there that you don't.
That would be inconvenient. Em, if that's the case, buddy, my thoughts and prayers go out to you. We'll be back.
Biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Schools back in session. And Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has your first lesson in savings. Right now, get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited. Zero money down. Just $279 per month. Or a new 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude. Zero money down, only $229 per month. Plus, we'll buy your car for cash even if you don't buy one from us. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we want to approve your credit today. Get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Visit online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock number J9017 and PJ8057. 36-month leases, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit. Zero down. First payment due at inception. Plus tax, tag, title, doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinance. Offers don't combine.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensee number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our rain chances are getting a lot better today and tomorrow. Still no guarantee that every town will be affected, but partial sunshine today, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours. High temperature in the lower 90s. A couple of the storms could have gusty winds and certainly some dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and storms. Best chance in the afternoon and evening, high around 90. Then over the weekend, better news. The storms will start to thin out in number. They'll still be widely scattered around, but not as many. High temperature both days in the lower 90s and more scattered storms Monday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet today and you can see where the storms are now and where they're going to be with advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Business Network. Stocks are little changed. A couple of major mergers are dead. Rite Aid and Albertsons ended their deal. Tribune Media ended its merger with Sinclair Media. And Tribune is suing Sinclair over the failed deal. Adidas shares are rallying after its stronger-than-expected earnings. Demand for Adidas World Cup merchandise boosted sales in North America and China. Adidas was one of the World Cup sponsors. Its earnings more than doubled in the quarter. Business is much stronger than expected at review website Yelp. Yelp shares are rallying up 22%. Its sales improved and it made more money in the recent quarter. Roku shares are rallying up 19%. It made a profit in its recent quarter after losing money a year ago. And Roku is also launching a web version of its Roku channel. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cozzola.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Caribbean. I say that too, but I don't know why so many people say Caribbean. Seems like we're in the minority on this one.
Well, I like being in the minority.
He doesn't say either. He says Caribbean. Caribbean Queen. It's a great song, though. However he says
I'm sorry. Who
Billy
is
Ocean.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. No More Love on the Run.
I got one for you when we go out.
Okay.
I'll remind you.
Yeah, remind
me. This song reminds me of that era.
Billy Ocean had a couple of really big hits and several smaller hits.
Yeah.
Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car.
This is 80s.
Oh, dead.
Definitely.
Middle of the 80s.
Okay, I got some 80s.
You
soul not, for it. Oh, of
you not hear
80s.
That? Oh, my gosh.
There's a definite sound.
But he was, you know, he was the man there for a while. He was huge. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, they're always the man. They're always the man. My favorite restaurant in town, bar none. I stopped by the other day. I got the lasagna lunch special. Big old slice of lasagna, a salad, $9. $9. On Wednesdays, of course, yesterday, Wine Down Wednesday, half price wine open to close. Sunday after 4 p.m., half price draft beer. Kids eat free. There's going to be a lot of kids in there. You're going to need the half price beer. And, of course, they have award-winning pizzas every day, lunch specials like crazy. The pasta special this week is a dynamo, an absolute dynamo, succulent, fresh, delicious, juicy shrimp and linguine with a garlic wine sauce. Yes, 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 yes. A little bit of asparagus, some cherry tomatoes in there. It's a really, really delectable dish. So get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They have that dish at both locations, as well as the award-winning pizzas, the sandwiches, the salads, and so much more. Don't forget the cannoli. High Point Shopping Center in Prattville and the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery.
Now, what was that big hit by Billy Ocean again?
That was...
No, that one, but the
Get car. Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car.
Okay, yeah. I was watching an SNL skit.
Yeah.
And it was like the stinkers of Soul Train. And it was Jason Sudeikis. And it was... It was almost the exact same song, like musically, as Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car, but he changed the lyrics in a small way. Get out of my dreams, get into my trunk. And it's like, it was so funny.
You remember this, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I remember this.
This was probably his biggest hit, I would guess.
And I like
80s. He had Lover Boy. He had a lot of like smaller hits. Billy Ocean, let me tell you, if you're on a boat.
Oh.
And it's summer, and the wind is blowing a little bit. You got Billy Ocean on?
Well, not everybody can own a yacht, Baron.
I didn't say a yacht. I said a boat.
Oh.
It's not my fault every boat I own is over 40 feet. Anyway, let's take some phone calls. 272-9228. Who's this? Hello?
This is Becky.
Hey, Becky.
Hello, Becky.
I had a comment on the discussion that you were having about people being arrested.
Go ahead.
And the ease of it. My mother passed away, and we were settling her estate. And it was a private family meeting that, you know, we were dividing up items. And my younger sister came in. She had been causing a lot of trouble during the whole estate. But she came in and she pulled up her camera and wanted to film everything. And I said, no, this is private. We're not going to do that. And she refused to put the phone down. So I just reached up, took her phone, and sat it on the table. And she went to the Montgomery County Courthouse and swore out a warrant on me. I'm 70 years old, and I've never had anything worse than a parking ticket in my life, but she didn't have to go through any channels to do that, and she told
it's
me
half a mile.
Numerous
at the highway.
Wait a minute.
You better get off that highway in half a mile. You're going to not go where you need to go. I know. I can hear it. You tell Tom Tom we said, hey.
I will. She told me numerous times that this would cost her nothing because the DA was going to prosecute for her. And that, I feel, is the problem with some of the warrants. Because people... they have no reason. If they're just mad with somebody, they go down and swear at a warrant. It costs them nothing. It costs me because I refused to admit that. I mean, I could have paid a $250 fine, but I didn't do anything wrong. So it cost me $3,000 in attorney's fee.
Yeah.
And I feel if she had had to, and they, of course, threw it out immediately when it got to court.
Right.
But if she had had some financial skin in the game, she would have thought twice about issuing a warrant.
Almost a lose or pay type situation, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, and that, you know, I feel that's part of the problem with the system and frivolous warrants. I realize what your former guests were talking about was much more devastating than mine. However, being my age and being in the Montgomery County Courthouse and being fingerprinted and mugshot was pretty devastating.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. So, hey, I'm sorry you went through that. Yeah, it's a terrible situation.
Thank you. I just want to put my headset forth in.
Anytime. You're always welcome here, certainly. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. The warrant system is flawed, particularly for harassment. But I will say this. They don't take just anybody. I give the example again. I have a stalker. People who know me know this. He's nuts. He's mentally ill, and he's harassed me on Facebook, and he used to be on the radio. He would talk trash about me on air for years and years and years and years. He has tried on numerous occasions to get me arrested. For nothing. Nothing. I mean, you know, nothing. Tried to get me arrested for this. Tried to get me arrested for that. And every time, they're like, get out of here, you nutcase. I mean, it's just a fruitcake, you know? It's something I've had to deal with for years. I've addressed it on air a few times. But when things like this happen and come up, I'm reminded of the fact that they do sometimes catch things in their net and don't let it through, and they don't issue the warrants. So, and I'm thankful for that, because this guy, if he could have, would have gotten me arrested and tried to get me fired and everything else.
And I've had officers give me a break before. I mean, there are good people in the judicial system, on the police force. They're reasonable judges, reasonable officers. I had two, Tuscaloosa, actually, University of Alabama police. It was a late night frat party. I was at, again, one of those moods, like, I'm such an introvert. I'm like, I need some alone time. So I walked away from the party. I went to my car. I walked. I had been drinking a lot because it's college. It's a frat party. Why not? And I wanted to listen to the band. I wanted to put a little tobacco in my mouth and listen to the band and just have some alone time. So obviously, you turn on the car radio, you put the keys in the ignition. Car was not cranked. I was listening to the band, had my door cracked because I didn't have a spit bottle. I know that's disgusting, but that's the setup. Two university police walk up to me, go, what are you doing, son? Where are you going? And I explain exactly what I just said, pretty, you know, clearly, despite the drinking. And they're like, where are you from? Auburn. And I'm like, literally my friends are in that dorm, and they said, well, we could arrest you right now for DUI. I'm like, oh, please don't. This is not...
Yeah, I know you could, but
I was like, please don't. I've had just a terrible night. I was just trying to get some alone time. I'm not from here. You want me to get out of the car right now? I will... And they said, yeah, just go into the door.
Yeah. Well, that's cool,
though. Thank you, guys. Like, because I wasn't
driving. Technically, they're right.
No, technically, they're right, but it would have been those...
It would have been petty.
The type of technicality where, obviously, I wasn't driving.
Right.
So, it's...
And not only that, I've always, you know... I'm not going to give a personal story, but I'm always amused when the police stop somebody walking.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give personal. I've had that happen.
Yeah.
I used to live about three blocks maybe from a place we hung out when we lived in another state. And we lived just off of downtown. Downtown, there was a little bar downtown, 3-4 blocks away we would go hang out at. Walking home one night, officer, boop, boop, boop. And, I mean... And I was like, look, man, yeah, it's 2 a.m., and yeah, we're drunk, but we didn't drive.
We're walking home.
You know, I am walking home. I made the conscious decision to make good decisions. You know, I wouldn't know if I was, I didn't know when I left if I was going to have 2 beers or 10, so I didn't drive.
Right.
So leave the option open. And it's so close, and it was cold, it was kind of late fall, and we were up north, but I was like, you know, we're so close, I just figured we'd walk home. But he was nice enough, and he let us, I guess, let us go. But, I mean, after pointing out it's public intoxication, you're on a public road, I'm like, how do you get home?
Yeah.
You crawl through the sewers?
Well, it's like any type of power. It can corrupt. And most officers I've met had the chance to talk to are reasonable people. And, like, my brother made friends with a lot of officers in Auburn.
Yeah.
Like, they would hang out with, became drinking buddies when they were off duty.
Yeah.
And they said most officers, being honest, realize this is a college town.
Yeah.
We don't want to ruin some kid's life because they made a bad decision. Drinking, driving, this sort of thing. So we'll get people home. But they said, watch out. There's one guy in this area.
Who'll ruin your life.
He has the most DUI arrests in the state. And my buddy ran into him. Lucky my buddy wasn't driving. But my buddy walked to the gas station to pick up more beer. This cop walks into the gas station, walks behind the register. There's like 5 people in line, apparently, and goes, I'm looking for my next DUI. It's just like, well, there's that guy who has the most in the state.
We found him.
And sometimes, I think it just goes to people's heads sometimes, that power. You got to watch out for those.
Jennifer, you are on the air.
Yes. How are y'all today?
Better now that you've called.
Oh, well, the place that gentleman was talking about is called Healthcare on Demand. I don't know what the doctor that there is, but there are dozens and dozens of ATF, I assume, DEA.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's my guess. Look, there's a couple things going on right now, and I might have to do it at the top of the hour, Jennifer. There are a couple things going on. One is there are pill mills being busted all over the state recently. The other is this ongoing fraud case involving Ed Henry and something called My Practice 24. And I'll tell you, I'll go through both of them when we get back on the other side of the break. How about that?
Because
I got to take a break. If we don't pay bills, we get fired. Yeah, that's part of it.
Okay.
Jennifer, thank you. And again, allegations, we don't know if that's the name of the right place. We're just going based on what people say.
Yeah.
But if it is, and we don't know if it is the right place, we don't know they've done anything wrong. I mean, all this is allegations. The thing against Ed Henry is still an allegation, even though it's resulted in an indictment. Same thing with Dr. Sanchez on Atlanta Highway, just an allegation, even though it's an indictment.
Well, but Paul Manafort's guilty as hell, right? Why even have a trial?
You know what they get if they hang around after the break? More Joey Clark, more Baron Coleman.
Indeed.
We'll be back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, but go to relacy.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Pet Food Shops. Thanks.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Holly's Home Furnishings on Wetumpka Highway. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. Help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Holly's Home Furnishings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com. Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Holly's Home Furnishings on Wetumpka Highway for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Stashes trash in Ecuador. Bought a good suit of clothes.
I wish I could sing, Joey.
You can kind of sing. Not this well. Not this well.
I can't sing at all.
Standing by.
I do know someone. Look, that's a perfect example. When you want an expert, you go to somebody who specializes. You want a singer, you go to a singer. You want a mortgage loan, you go to a mortgage lender. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, generous sponsor of hour number two of this radio broadcast, and fine mortgage lending specialist right here in the River Region. Locally owned business right here in the River Region. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. Here's how you get in touch with her. Ready? 567-4223. Now, but bear, do I need to do it? Does she do original mortgages? Yes. First mortgages on the first. Yes. She does that. But bear, does she know about the USDA and the FDA and the CRA and the RCA and the? Yeah, she knows about all of those alphabet soup mortgages, fair housing and all the. Listen, but bear, does she do refinances? Yes, she does refinances. Lord have mercy. That's her specialty. She loves veterans. The VA loans, she knows the VA loans better than anybody. You got banks telling people they don't qualify for VA loans.